Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tate's Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig, Tom and Ash back at Gaffer Tate's HQ.
Yeah, we're all together.
And Tom's back.
Daddy's back.
I can actually touch Craig.
You can.
He's back in the country. They're letting him back in.
Don't.
Incredible.
Don't touch me.
No.
Yeah, we're back.
Me. No, we are back. All in the same place. Whilst game week 34 is still in action going on as we speak. Obviously, I had Mike filling in for Tom last week. Tom was gigging. Mm. How did the gig go? Good, Tom?
Can't remember. Probably not. No, it's fine. It's fine.
If it's fine.
Of course it is. He's bloody professional.
But yeah, we have Mike in who gave us some good statistical analysis, as he often does.
Yeah.
But we are back all in the same place with only a few weeks left in the season. Game week 34 is ongoing. As we always do, we have a quick update of how things are going as we go along. Tom, game week 34, good so far, bad so far?
Not as good as I thought. I've made a couple of mistakes and bad choices, mainly for me so far, not putting Wallers in.
Wallers, I know.
Oh. He went yellow. I had him in. I dropped him for Klein because Klein's let me down. I made a vague threat to kill him.
Yeah.
Which I haven't
there
done.
There was
which
a
I haven't
threat.
Done yet, but he only got 1 point again this week, so it might happen. He went yellow, so I thought I can't risk it. He ended up playing, clean sheet, 6 points.
Yeah.
And potential he probably will play again for the second game. Furious about that. And I dropped Kane last minute for Silva because I thought Silva would score more points than Kane away to Southampton,
yeah.
And it didn't happen. So that was stupid. So that's pissed me off.
That's the end of the show.
Yeah,
so Tom's really
thanks
upset.
Very much.
And Mike will be back next week. No. 34, so not great for you either, Ash, is it?
Really? No, well...
No, 44, not 34.
34.
44.
Oh, I'm doing worse. I got 42. I don't know what happened, but... Because I obviously didn't do this on purpose. I wonder if I didn't press commit or save or something. Because
I've never seen the commit button.
It's never a commit button. Commit.
I notoriously wouldn't be able to press that.
No.
But anyway, whatsoever. No.
Do you commit?
Yeah, I'll be like, oh, that is a big word
can't
for a Saturday
this time.
Morning.
Can't commit this time. Cancel.
Yeah.
But so when I failed at my commitment test, Klein was in instead of Bellerin.
Right.
But obviously, I would have put Bellerin in instead of Klein.
You just
because I in fact transferred him in a couple of weeks ago because he's got two games.
You just accidentally pressed the annul button.
I did, yeah. So he got 6 points already and has got a game left to go, whereas Klein's got one and no games left to go.
And Klein has scored 1 point in 3 weeks.
Klein's been pissing people off.
Rid of him.
Left, right, and centre.
Yeah. Oh,
I would have got rid of him, but I was using because of the double game week, I had more important things to do, so I've left him on the bench.
Exactly.
Third on the bench, though, teach him a lesson.
Yeah.
Like, so he knows about
he's
it.
Done wrong,
he's looking. If you're looking to the left of you and there's Wallers, you're thinking, for fuck's sake. But no, Wallers, good choice. A lot of people had Schlupp in from Leicester thinking, oh, he'll play. And then Wallers comes in out of nowhere. I don't think he was fully fit, but played anyway, and obviously clean sheet.
You wouldn't even need him fully fit, would you? I mean, if you had the choice.
No.
It's got to be Wallers, like Thiago Silva.
Wow, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, you look at what happened to David Luiz. I bet Wallers never got nutmegged twice by Luis Suarez.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what the stats
never.
Say.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on 65 points.
Yeah, I know you've had a
looking
belter.
Pretty good. Which we'll talk about the talking points of where those points came from. Now, the first half of the results from game week 34 so far. I've just realised when you were going 34 and I was going 44 the other way around, I was talking about the game week, you were talking about your points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just realised that.
Yeah,
well.
No, we have. Sorry to everyone involved on that.
Yeah.
Just
it was
Tom
really,
and I.
It was really tense.
No,
I don't know
got,
what happened.
Tom and I were ready for fisticuffs.
I prefer it when you're in Scotland.
we were going to go Queensbury rules. But yeah, so the first set of results that we had, Southampton 2, Spurs 2. I don't know if you saw that. It was a hell of a spectacle to actually watch.
I watched the scores coming in, yeah.
Not as exciting.
Not as good, but still, had something about it. There was something there.
Leicester obviously beat Burnley 1-0, as we said. They're on a hell of a run, Leicester. Palace, despite having an awesome run, then suddenly have lost the last two, lost 2-0 to Hull. Newcastle 2, Swansea 3, QPR 0-0 with West Ham, and Stoke drew 1-1 with Sunderland. From those results, talking points, I guess, fans football-wise, a lot of people on Twitter saying, Pella is back.
He is, yeah.
Back once, he's back with a vengeance, Pella.
Yeah.
He's scoring like it's August.
You don't have him though, do you?
I dropped him, of course. Obviously.
As soon as he started hitting form, get rid of that.
I don't know that.
It's so close to the end now, no one's surely going to think, I'm going to stick him back in, I don't know. But he's on form, he's, you know, three goals in two or three in three.
Back.
Might be worth, have to look at the fixtures, but I mean, you might be worth swapping for Kane if you want to be risky, but then he's still expensive.
From his early form,
he was expensive the whole time because it's just expensive.
He's always been there, sort of eight, hasn't he?
Yeah, something around
eight
seven or eight.
Yeah. But he's got such great hair.
Yeah. He's a bloody good looking lad.
I think him.
What about him and Giroud are two very good looking men with great hair.
I actually think him and Giroud would make a brilliant
couple.
Partnership. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Well, I mean, striking or civil. Do they think that, like, they both have got that sort of weird sidepine thing, but then Giroud has gone, like, well out there with it. No. And he's gone, looks like a sort of weird.
Hella's a lot more attractive.
Yeah, but they complement each other.
Oh, really, there's something lovely about him. Something really nice.
And you could trust him. Other talking points we got is all the talk of it was double game week 34 and how many players can you get in. I managed to squeeze in 8 double game week players. Took an 8-point hit. I think minimum people had was 4 or 5.
I did 7 with only just the 1 4-point hit.
Right.
I managed to, but so, couple of problems. Obviously the Wallers.
So that 7's thing. Including Wallers.
Saturday 7 was including Wallers. Yeah.
Obviously I got 8, but yeah. Then obviously bench Bellerin because I didn't want too many.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make it too easy.
But then, well, Bellerin had a single game week.
He was only 1. Yeah.
Chelsea, Hull, Leicester and Liverpool, the 4.
Oh, maybe that's why. Oh, I went the whole time
thinking...
That's
what you did. You did press commit.
So you did commit.
You did commit.
You're not a commit.
Yeah, correctly.
Oh, thank God for that. All right, there we go. Well, still fucked up because Klein did worse, but yeah.
Although, I don't know if I'm jumping the gun ever so slightly in order of what we're talking about, but I don't know if anyone's noticed that Vardy...
the gaffer gambler.
Yeah. But the end game. No, Vardy's gone yellow. Do people know this?
Oh, I haven't seen Vardy go yellow.
Okay, I'm assuming you've got Vardy because I've got Vardy.
Yeah, he's in my starting lineup.
He's now yellow. He's well, the thing, I mean,
you're not jumping down completely because obviously double game week.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Vardy was a good pick. All he Vardy needed to do to warrant his selection in double game week really was to score in game one and play in game two.
Yeah.
Which he's got the goal.
Well, he got 7 points.
7 points.
Yeah.
So if he plays and manages not to get booked and get 2 points against Chelsea, even if they get a doing at 9 points. That's pretty much what you're looking for.
Yeah,
for
that's
Leicester.
All right. If you've spent 4 points on bringing him in,
but
depends whether you brought him in last week or not. Played the double points last week when he didn't do anything.
Yeah, I brought him in the week before, I believe. So I think he got a goal then. So yeah. As someone pointed out, though, you take a 4-point hit, but really it's a 6-point swing because the guy you would have had in would have got 2 points probably anyway.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
Even if he gets nothing against Chelsea, 7 points. Is not a disaster for double game.
No, I'm happy with that. But the thing I'm worried about is the fact that he may not play.
He's
got, but then what does going yellow mean? Absolutely.
As we know from Costa.
Nothing from Wallers. And Wallers.
Oh, yeah. Season, Wallers.
Leicester, do you know what? If there's, it would take a proper injury to stop any Leicester player who's important to the playing
true.
Right now.
Yeah.
It can be Asso, Vardy, Ojoa, Schmeichel, the players who are really important for them. They'll play with one leg
this week as well. Yeah.
Well, midfielders was a low scoring week across the board. I think it's another one. Most people's picks of Hazard, Sterling, they all scored 3 points.
Hazard was my captain. That was my captain choice this week.
I think he was most people's. I went with Sterling, hoping that other people went for Hazard.
I actually saw on Twitter you and Stimdog have a little conversation.
We did.
About it.
We had a sidebar.
I saw you have a little conversation about it, and I thought, yeah. So I'm thinking there. You were saying about everyone's going to go Hazard, but you need to. Be a bit risky.
I mean, him and I need to learn to have private conversations, not on Twitter in the public domain, I guess. Mm. But the big conversation was obviously, what do you go for? Chelsea, Leicester, Liverpool, with all the teams, Leicester being in form. No one considered Hull and they got a 2-0 win away at Crystal Palace. So, anyone who was bold and got a Hull player in for double game week, they've done pretty well. Other one, the reason I did so well this week on 65 points is West Ham, Adrian.
Yeah, mental.
16 points from goal. You've played it a lot longer than we have, Ash, but I don't remember any goalkeeper ever scoring 16 points.
No, yeah. I can remember there being 18 once. I can't remember who it is. Someone saved a double penalty.
Wow.
Can you remember? I can't remember who it is.
Meaning someone saved 2 penalties, or he saved a double penalty.
I'm sure someone saved
2 shots at the same time. Yeah. He was like an octopus.
I'm sure someone saved 2 penalties once.
Wow, that's
amazing. But apart from that, I can't even remember who that was.
I'm sure. It's possible, isn't it?
I guess the only thing that would change that is a goal when back in the day when Schmeichel scored.
I was going to say
a goalkeeper getting a goal. That must be.
Yeah, yeah.
Be when was the last time that happened?
Not long ago.
Paul Robinson did it
that's
from a free kick.
He did, didn't he? Yeah, bounced in.
Yeah. So that's probably some points, but
yeah,
we didn't even bloody know each other back then. But yeah, so Adrian got 16 points. But the thing is, I've got 20 points on you guys this week, but the double game week just means nothing.
You did, Craig, although I did want to pull you up about something. I spoke to Ash about this. Me and Ash went to the pub on Sunday. I did want to pull you up about something. I know, so Craig tweeted his team after half 11.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So he tweeted it after half 11, you know, fair enough. And then I said to him, Craig, you know, oh, what you're doing, you're tweeting it after half 11. And he said that there was too much at stake to tweet after. But we run a fantasy football podcast. This is what you used to tell me. I used to go, oh, no, I'm not telling people about that. So is that only relevant up until sort of like about game week 33?
No, I was...
And then after that,
Something becomes serious? And what do you imagine is going to happen? What nugget of information do you think you're going to suddenly release?
In Scotland,
goalkeeper choices.
In Scotland, it was half 10.
Oh, there we go.
It's a time. Fine. GMT.
Yeah.
Minus one. And I actually spelt... Too much at stake, S-T-E-A-K, so make of that what you will. No, it's because of the other league I'm in. The other league I'm in where there's a lot of stake.
Yeah.
And I didn't want them to know.
Oh, literal stake?
Well, actually, I was paying for dinner at anyone who's been to Tooting, a Sri Lankan and South Indian cafe called the Apollo Banana Leaf. It's lovely. It is glorious.
Oh,
the prawn puree is
incredible.
But
that sounds completely heterosexual.
But I... Yeah, I couldn't have my mates knowing my team.
Well,
I posted my team. Ash never posts his team, so there is that.
Yeah, but that's because he does it at 11:29 and 48 seconds every
exactly.
year.
Exactly. Do you know,
whilst
you're getting your team ready, I'll tell you a player who you mentioned a second ago who would have been a mental choice for this week, Schmeichel from Leicester.
Yeah.
You know, he's currently on 10 points with another game to go.
Really?
Yeah, imagine Schmeichel is... I mean, it'd be a brave decision, but Schmeichel is your captain now. Jesus.
I know. Well, he'll get... 2 points you'd think against Chelsea, so 12 points.
Yeah. Well, I very nearly put Mingole as my captain.
I very nearly did.
Well, he's on 8, so that would take me to 16.
Mike mentions Liverpool defence loss just because their away defensive record is incredible. They've only conceded one goal in like 9 games, something stupid. So it would have been a smart choice. Skirtle got 9 points, which was my other...
Yeah.
You know, Adrian and Skirtle got 25 points for me in game week one.
Yeah, I was
in retrospect, looking at picking Hazard seems a mistake. I guess they're in the game and they might.
Yeah, he might score a couple, maybe, but
they're so reserved at the minute, aren't they?
But I think if you're top of the league, or your mini league, or you're high up in our league, the safe choices are things like Hazard. That's what you know, because
that's kind of what I'm thinking. I don't want to do something stupid and drop because I only needed to.
You're 65th, mate. You need to take risks.
Yeah, I know. Well, I wasn't. I was 61st, just behind 60th.
Don't take risks.
I like the way to explain where 61st was.
No, but I was literally just behind
and just ahead of 62nd.
And my thing was just to make that first pace, and that still is it. Obviously,
I'm still confident.
I won't.
I don't know now. I thought I was going to have a great week this week, and I thought, no, it's inevitable. I've made the right choices. Got 7 players playing, etc. It's not looking good.
I'm already doing what all the great managers do. I'm already looking ahead at next season, my new club. I know I'm going to get fired. So that's the thing to look forward to. Abandon the season.
Abandon it.
Yeah,
you're Pellegrini-ing it.
Yeah, let's just call it a day now. 49th.
Well, just go on the app and just press the exterminate button and just get rid of everything that's happened.
Oh, I think I should lock the league and just start. That's it. Obviously what we do lock the league and just start kicking people out who are ahead of us.
Can we do that? Do we have that authority?
The last game of the season. Oh, Coatsy, what? You're out
of
there.
Can we just kick people out? If we don't like the look of them.
Hashtag, where is Coats now?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What Coats?
Get your coat, you're dead. Something.
Something catchy.
Get your coat, you're dead. Something like that.
Yeah
that
something
work,
good. And quickly, before we go on to actually the league and looking at Brian, just admiring him. We've just obviously had PFA Player of the Year, Eden Hazard, and Young Player of the Year, Harry Kane. A while back when we were doing the Gaffer Gambler stuff, we actually said, I remember we caught him at 1.8, I think it was.
Really?
Wasn't it? I think we talked about it ages ago that for Young Player of the Year, he was 1.8 when he had just started scoring.
Yeah.
And the voting takes place in February, and it looked a shoo-in. Anyone who upped on that.
We knew it was going to be Kane and Hazard. There must be loads.
I know,
and
the odds were still good then as well, but we just didn't actually do it. But we had a thought. Tom suggested, obviously, PFA Team of the Year and the 11 that they've picked versus what the Fantasy Team of the Year in terms of points. You'd think they'd be pretty similar. Are they?
No, there's actually only 4 of the same player. There's only 4 players in both.
Right.
The official PFA team.
Yeah.
De Gea in goal.
Yeah.
At the back, Ivanovic, Terry, Cahill, Bertrand.
Yeah.
So that's 3.
I've had 3 of them pretty much the whole time, yeah.
Then midfield, Hazard, Coutinho, Matic and Sanchez.
Right.
Up front, Kane, Costa.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking about this on Sunday. We thought that was strange that Costa would be in there over Aguero. I know he was the man to have, but he's been so injury-prone, hasn't he?
That's not a bad shot. They're quite... Everybody all season has been flipping.
He's been one or the other, But yeah, six Chelsea players in that 11. Yeah.
But they won the league in November. Like, we all knew pretty much.
Yeah.
And then we went, and today I had a look, and I literally picked... So the top scoring goals... goalkeepers so far, four defenders, four midfield. Mingele is the top scoring. And your one, who you just said then, West Ham keeper.
Adrian.
He's now moved into second. I don't know if he was.
No.
I don't think he was up there.
Well, he must have been quite close, but all the keepers are fairly close. Yeah. One big difference between
But
them.
He was only just behind. At the back of the fantasy football one, Klein, Ivanovic, Terry and Baines. So, Baines!
Still Baines
is fourth.
Wow.
Baines is in fourth. Midfield, Eriksen, Hazard, Sanchez, obviously from the other, and Silva.
Yeah.
Up front, Kane, Aguero. So
the anomaly you can explain is Matic. Defensive midfielders don't score points in fantasy football, and he's been unbelievably important to Chelsea this year. Like, the difference between having him and John Obi Mikel in front of your back four is
mental.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Mm. Which is what the other teams in the top four never seem to get right, is it? None of them have got a Matic.
Matic is unbelievable.
Why don't they get him?
Yeah, he is an unbelievable player.
It's weird, the same when, more obvious, but like when Man City brought Silva and Aguero, and Chelsea had all these chances to buy them. And brought Torres instead of Aguero.
Well, lots of people would have had the opportunity to buy Matic because Chelsea got rid of him to then buy him back for 20 million. So, which is still
crazy.
Remarkably cheap for a player of his quality.
Totally turned around, hasn't it?
I suppose there's a few, the surprising ones in there is Mignolet has been just like much maligned. Like, all season fans going on about, oh, he's this and that. But actually the last 15 games, the Liverpool defensive record's been unbelievable.
Good few months, he's been fantastic. More clean sheets than any other keeper in the league now.
Oh, because he overtook Forster, wasn't he?
He did, yeah. Literally only just overtook him.
Yeah.
But Klein at the back, he's still, I think he's second still. Even though he scored 1 point in his last three games.
Despite your smear campaign against him.
Yeah, who's the four that they picked? Ivanovic, Terry, Cahill, Bertrand.
That's fair.
I
think that's fair, yeah.
The only thing I'd say about Klein is he plays in the same, obviously he's battling
position
with
as Ivanovic.
Ivanovic, who's amazing.
Yeah, he is.
I'm assuming that they've literally just picked four defenders. They're not positioning I've picked the top four.
The PFA Player of the Year awards or Team of the Year, it's always in 4-4-2, which no one plays anymore. So it's quite weird that's how they do it.
I did think whether I should do that, but I thought, well,
their awards
four,
are always
4-4-2,
and actually most people don't play that.
No,
but,
no one does now. Really.
But that is quite interesting, knowing the difference between points and
actually.
Yeah,
so Terry has Sanchez and Kane are featuring both.
Yeah, but Mignolet.
Staples.
There you go. Good tip for next season, though. Liverpool defence, Mignolet will be probably quite high picked. And the value, obviously, will go on their points for next season, how they price them.
Yeah,
So our league... obviously, top of the league is Mr. Brian Coates on 1,971 points, but Jordy Wilson is only 12 points behind.
Fuck me.
He is only 12 points behind Brian Coates. And his team name is Coatesy's cousin Colin, which we'll clear up in a second. It's a lot of the usual suspects make the top five up. It's Tony Soprano, Sassanax, stuck in Copacabana, and Phil Taylor down in sixth after being in second for so long. So there's been more new entrants outside the top 10, which has moved us all down a league position. Ash is now in 45th place.
Oh my God.
45th.
I'm in 51st.
Just off that one click. Just off crazy.
Well, because of people joining the league.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah.
And you are in 65th.
Yeah, not good.
Currently.
Not good.
You weren't here, but last week we talked about new league members like Jordy Wilson. And people were outraged. Stimmers was unhappy.
Yeah.
People were calling them wankers.
I've seen some angry tweets. People have been very vocal on Twitter about all this.
But we're okay with it. We're accepting.
I'm happy with it because, you know, we're all here for one common reason. That's for love of fantasy football, Craig. And I think that the more the merrier. Quite literally. A bit like Jesus.
Yeah.
Did he say that?
The more the merrier. Yeah.
I think
something
he coined
like quote.
I think
something
he,
like that.
I think
like
he
that.
Coined that. Yeah.
No. I think the more people, it just means, you know, next year we're going to have an even bigger league. So I think
maybe next year, right at the end, at some point we'll put a cap on it.
2 weeks to go.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Say no.
Yeah.
No means no.
Really?
And stop them.
Bring him in. At the end of the day, it's not going to. If I come 65th or 75th, it's not going to make a fucking difference, is it? I do want to get on that first page, but it's looking less and less likely to happen. So I don't know.
Just quickly before we go for the rest of the results from the game week and and go away for part two. We'll have a little toilet break.
Yeah.
As we do. Brian Coates' mystery, Tom, you kind of tasked yourself with finding out who he was.
Yeah.
You didn't really get anywhere.
I've got absolutely nowhere, sir. Absolutely nowhere.
But as we joined the 20th century a couple of weeks ago and we got email, as you suggested.
As I suggested,
And we actually got email. We have an email from a Mr. Brian Coates.
No way.
So he said, "All right, guys," which sounds like Coatesy.
Oh, classic Coatesy. Right off the bat. Coatesy.
He said, "I'm Coatesy." More proof.
Yeah.
I'm Coatesy. No way. "And your podcast is turning me into a local celebrity." Smiley face.
Guaranteed.
"Just had a listen, and I'll definitely be listening more often." I don't know how that's possible, because if you listen every week, you can't listen more often.
Yeah. unless you listen to it several times, like Sab said he does.
Which is weird. Sab did say he listened to more. Regards. Polite manners, I like that.
Yeah.
Coatesy.
Right.
A few things. One.
Yeah. We probably can't read out the email address.
No, we can't. I want to, but his email...
Just, is it... Tom's Home at TomsHomeBlog.com. Yeah, oh, right.
TomHomesComedy.com.
There is his name is involved in his
email.
Okay,
that's
But that's easily set up.
That is,
you don't need to be a wizard.
That's
you don't need to be the girl from Jurassic Park to hack into that mainframe.
Yeah.
I want to know, did he call himself Coatesy before? Or, because he signs off Coatesy.
Yeah.
Or is we started calling... I'm not suggesting we're the first
did
people to
call
ever call him...
Coatesy?
Yeah, we've always called him Coatesy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, unless this is... the guy who's second in the team.
Well, this is
Coatesy's cousin. But maybe his, maybe that's his, just his email address. Maybe he's just popping in, "Hi, I'm this Coatesy's cousin you keep talking
well,
about."
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because then we got an email from Geordie Wilson, who
Fuck
is
off.
Second in the league. So Geordie right, Wilson funny, is yeah. second in the league. We said, "What's going on? Is he..."
Did they email on the same day?
"Does he know Coatesy?" No, but I find it weird that the week you're not here, Coatesy emails. I'm just saying.
And we haven't ever seen all three of them together in the same room.
Yeah.
We barely see each other in the same room. But so Geordie Wilson, and we said, "Do you know Coatesy? Who are you? Are you Coatesy in disguise?" We didn't sing it. And he said, from Geordie Wilson, an email, "Ahoy, gaffers!" "I thought I ought to set the record straight, as I realise my entry into the league has been somewhat controversial." And then he goes on to explain that he was trawling the internet for some FPL related stuff.
He could fuck off.
he found the podcast, listened to it, enjoyed it, and eventually joined the league, because we didn't give the code out for quite a while.
We did, only did it
and
at
then
start,
all of a sudden
we,
and then he says, "He understands the frustration which may have been caused by my entry so high into the league and my much perceived usurper status. I assure you, however, I bore no ill intent at joining the league. I'm a recently acquainted listener who has enjoyed your high quality, all Ashron quizzes aside, and she's the content."
Right, let's mug this guy off.
And then he basically makes a plea with us then and says, "Given the circumstances, I completely understand if it's the view of the gaffers that I like the fact that we're referred to as the gaffers, be removed from the league. However, should it not be deemed too inconsiderate, I'd like to do the unthinkable and give Coatesy a run for his money." Because he still had a wild card to play, he said. But I say you're welcome, Geordie.
I say you're welcome, and I think it gives it a little bit of excitement at the top, because no one's been anywhere near Coatesy. The fact that he's 12 points.
Yeah.
Coatesy had a really shit week.
Imagine Barcelona just joined the Premiership 2 points behind Chelsea. They would be furious.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about it like
It'd
that.
It'd be more like they're always trying to get Rangers to join the Premier League.
Mm.
Imagine if they let them join, or Celtic join the Premier League, but you get to keep your points from the Scottish League.
Oh, I was about to say, because they're shit. That won't be a problem at all.
Although, but to be fair, it's not like they've got those points in any other means. They've got them the same way.
No, it's
as
true. It's been the same.
Has,
it's been
that,
the
that
same
is
medium.
What's different.
There is.
You know?
So we say, Geordie, thank you very much for the email.
Fair play, you know, and go out there and beat Coatesy.
Although, actually,
bag yourself a Toblerone, son.
Yeah.
Initially, I was quite warm to Geordie Wilson's influence because he starts with his email. Sounds easy for me to say. Slightly like he's from Lord of the Rings, talking about usurpers. I can get down with that.
Yeah.
But then his blatant hating on my quizzing.
Yeah.
I think, no, it's time to cut him out of the league.
He stays. Geordie, it's a 2-1 vote.
I just want to find out if that is actually Brian Coates.
Yeah, we need confirmation. So
we
basically,
need,
if you're listening, Coatesy, which you said you would.
Yeah.
What we would like...
quick.
With a PIN number on your dick. That is a callback astronomical proportions.
Months and months
That's a well. If anyone just listened, that was that idiot girl who thought she had slept with a footballer and got him to send a photo of his dick with a PIN number, which proved nothing. But
it could be your chance to prove you're in the league.
Yeah.
Well, can we get Coatesy to send? What can he do? How can he prove himself?
To do a screen grab.
Yeah.
Of him
picking his team.
Of him picking his team, so you'd have the name of the team.
That's
up
what we
there,
want
to his
see.
Money, his points, and all that.
Oh,
we want a screen grab.
Want a screen grab or a photograph of you?
Yeah.
Or an amazingly bad Photoshop. Someone can whip it up in paint.
Yeah.
No. We need a screen grab, Coatsy.
Screen grab, Coatsy,
and your bank details,
and then we'll see.
That's the plea, Coatsy. Who is Brian Coates? We think we found out, but we need confirmation, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're not just going to take your word for it.
Just the lead.
As soon as I give out an email address, we get Coatsy.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll give out a postal address soon. Who knows what we'll get.
Yeah, please do.
Request for photos, probably.
Speaking of the email.
Yes.
At the end of the part, a couple of people emailed in some video clips, voice clips.
Yeah.
If anybody else wants to, feel free. But they're interesting.
So we're going
to
play an audio clip?
Yeah, in between the breaks.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay, some feedback. Well, we will go to the end of the part now. We'll just tell you the rest of the scores that you already know from the game week, obviously. But West Brom 0-0 with Liverpool, which added to Mignolet, obviously becoming a top scorer. Mm-hmm. And we did suggest with Liverpool's away clean sheet record, they're probably worth putting defenders in. Man City beat Villa 3-2. So unlucky, Villa, in that as well. They probably should have got something out of it. Everton beat Man United 3-0, which an absolute
doing. Yeah, we watched that, didn't we?
Yep.
Which it's lucky you met early for that game, because Arsenal Chelsea, which followed it, was predictably boring. We called that as well.
A yawn fest.
We said that would be 0-0.
Although, in the Gaffer Gambler, talk about something that made that a very interesting game.
Oh, yeah. Ash bet on how many corners Arsenal would beat Chelsea by.
Mental. So, that's a new level.
A really quiet pub, and Ash was just going mental every time Arsenal got a corner. Yes! People looking down, what the fuck is this kid on?
Loves corners. Who's this autistic guy? He loves right angles.
I bet on them to win by -4 corners.
Yeah.
And first of all, it confused everyone for about half an hour. But then it was amazing by the end, because there was about 10 people cheering every corner.
Yeah. There was nothing else to cheer.
No, to be fair, I was more into that than the actual score.
But yeah, and obviously then Hull play Liverpool as we speak, and Leicester Chelsea, we'll know by the time you hear this podcast how you got on the Game Week 34. But that's everything. We had a lot to get in there for a longer part one for the big Game Week 34. We'll be back in a second for part 2 with Tweets for My Tweet and some Gaffer Gambler stuff.
Hi, I'm James Gill, manager of Gilligan's Islands, and Neil O'Reill changed my life.
Hi, I'm Nikki, manager of Burnley Badge Kissers. How am I going to celebrate when Burnley stay up? With a game of Neil versus Reill, obviously.
Hi, I'm Taylor, manager of Get Your Titties Out, and 3-time winner of the Premier League on Football Manager 2012. I used to listen to Football Weekly until I heard Neil O'Reill. Now it's the gaff tapes all the way.
Hi, I'm Becky Kernsworth, manager of Adventure Team. I didn't really believe in the gaffer tapes until Neil O'Reill.
Sì, è vero, c'è questo ragazzo, c'è questo fenomeno, ne parlano tutti in Italia. È stupendo, proprio, è il migliore di tutti. Sì, ha fatto qualcosa in Neil O'Reill. È il numero uno.
I'm not Brian Copes, but this is the Neil deal.
I'm Denny, the manager of Denny's 11 on the gaffer tapes, and this is the Neil deal.
Hi, I'm Harvey Deeks, manager of Call of Battlezone AFC. What gets me up in the morning? Neil O'Reill.
Hi, my team is Flynn's Dreams. You can listen to Neil O'Reill at the gaffer tapes.
Hi, I'm Max, the Naked German, and I endorse Neil O'Reill.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Craig and Ash, part 2, the sequel.
There it is.
Yeah, we've just had part 1, we've gone through all game week 34's fixtures. We digressed a lot and talked about pin numbers and dicks. We really went to town. For those of you just joining us in part 2, that's what you missed.
That's it.
So have a rewind. We picked out the best of your tweets. Obviously, we've talked about the emails we got on info@thegaffertapes.com from Geordie Wilson and Brian Coates, the celebrities at the top of our league. And we've picked out some of the best tweets we've had during the week. Tom's back, so tweets for my tweet.
Tweet for my tweet.
Mike had a go at it last week.
Did you hear it? Yes,
I did it. Yeah.
We both did it in harmony.
Yeah, you did. It sounded nice. It sounded very nice.
Thanks, mate. We practiced. We didn't. We both said, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And then just the moment took us over.
I left, and when I came back, we recorded it and they did it together. I assume you'd colluded to do it. Was it spontaneous?
It was spontaneous. We both said, oh, I'm not doing it. And then the spirit of reggae, consumed it. Yeah, yeah. I was being basically possessed by Shabba Ranks and I just went for it. Anyway, so we've had some tweets. We've had another tweet from a new listener, from last week. We talked about him, Dimitri Rake.
Yeah.
He said, just listened to the podcast and realised I got to mention it's pronounced rake as in the garden tool, in case you were wondering. his name on this, Dimitri VD Rake. I don't know if the VD is like a, I don't know what the VD means.
Venereal disease, well, Valentine's it. Day.
Keep going. Three more.
No. What?
Yeah. I can, as soon as the pressure came on, that was it. You're a comedian, improv.
Yeah.
He also said that he had to make his 4-year-old daughter listen because he felt like a celebrity. And I was like, for the love of God, don't let children listen.
Oh, God. Well, I've just said venereal disease. Daddy, what's venereal disease?
Daddy, why are you writing on your dick?
And we just, that was the last time Dimitri Rake ever listened.
children were put into care.
We had a tweet from a new league member as well, McStainy.
Stainers.
He tweeted, I guess I'm one of the wankers who pushed you guys down, and then tweeted at Mike, I'm truly sorry for keeping you out of the top 10. Don't be sorry, Mike.
Blocked.
Blocked.
That's what I have to
do, mate. Fact, I read that tweet, and I meant to tweet back, but as I didn't, I'm going to say it on air. If McStainy, is it?
McStainy, yes.
McStainy, if he can, because he was saying that if he finishes in the top 10 and pushes Mike into 11th, he's going to quit the league. If he finishes in the top 10 and puts Mike into 11th, I'm going to give him 10 Romanian lei.
Yeah.
Which is big, big money.
Did this conversation happen between McStainy and Mike privately?
So. No, well, it was an open Twitter discussion. They copied us into it.
Really? Were we on it? We heard it.
The gaffer
Romanian
tapes.
Romanian lei.
The gaffer tapes, yeah.
Oh, so McStainy.
Yeah,
well,
you can make some big fucking money here, pal.
I'm okay for McStainy staying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
McStainy must stay.
Not only am I for staying, I'm putting a bounty.
Yeah, because it's just more names to make puns of, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
So McStainy can... How to McStainy your dragon.
Yeah.
Can stay.
Pinky and the Stain.
Yeah, why not? We'll think of more. Give us time, McStainy. All right, you're new. Stim Dog's at it for about 30-odd weeks.
Yeah.
We had a tweet from Gabriel James Eran, who's tweeted us a few times. Are any of you guys ditching Kane this week? Spurs are in terrible form and the fixtures are not kind. That was before this week.
I did ditch Kane and it was a big mistake. Don't do it.
Don't ditch Kane.
I didn't do it. I think someone mentioned on Twitter, he had like one bad week and you got rid of him. It wasn't that.
That's probably me. Oh, it sounds like me.
I was really,
Dumb fucking tool.
I was definitely really annoyed. And I just thought all I thought was that Silva would get more points in his game.
But that's fair enough. You didn't drop him; you just put him on the bench.
Exactly.
In your squad.
Yeah, you know.
But there does seem to be a bit of like a clamour to get rid of Kane. Like, he's gone quiet.
No, he hasn't gone quiet. He's going to score between now and the end of the season, isn't he? You know.
So. As we said before, even if Tottenham's fixtures are a bit tricky or they look distinctly average, Chadli, Eriksen, and Kane are the only people threatening the opposition's goal at any point. Kane. Didn't get a goal, but he got an assist this week. He got a goal the week before. He had 2 weeks quiet before that and a hat trick before that. So at his price, just do what Tom did. If you don't want to play him, put him on the bench for the week.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the answer.
Yeah. Oh, I just picked the wrong week to do it. That's all it was.
Tom finally has a bench with some actual people in it.
I know.
Kane and Wallace on the bench.
Kane and Wallace.
I think it was more.
Wallace on the bench is a great show.
It was more to keep Jermaine company.
Yeah, that's
all it
was. I saw Jack Saunders has got Wallace now.
I genuinely think more listeners have put him in because they've gone, this fucking Wallace guy. And then they've looked at his score and price and gone, actually, wait a minute. He's actually had a few good weeks.
Oh, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. Oh, this fucking Wallace guy.
These people need air.
People need Wallace.
I tried to do that impression as much as I possibly
can. That was pretty good.
Corhagen, these people need air. And I don't get to do it often, so thank you.
That's really good. Well
Thanks
done.
Very much. Hey, Christmas tree. That's my other one from The Running Man. Anyway, Wayne O'Rams. Yeah. He's been absent for a while.
Wayne O.
He's been in Derby. I'm the House of Wayne. He hasn't done it a while. He said, 8 double game week players and Wallace on the bench. Who to captain? We said that was a big decision this week, really. Yeah. Should have gone with Wallace.
Should have done, to be fair.
Michael Dravniaks, try to pun that fucking name. he said, Mertesacker and Koscielny get max bonus points in a 0-0 when Chelsea offered little going forward. Terry gets no bonus point. What? The logic of bonus points is irrelevant.
He's bang on his bonus points, isn't he? That is just a new level of fantasy footballing that I can only dream of being involved with.
He does know. He keeps a track
of... bonus point, but, you know, look at where the guy is.
Yeah, 11th, 12th. 11th, I don't think, yeah. Tim Romanian Lee says he's 11th.
Yeah.
So, and then we had a tweet from Jack Saunders of the Saundi.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, write it down, look at it for the next season. 13 goals, 16 assists, Matt Ritchie, Bournemouth.
Yeah.
So that's his tip. And I think we talked about it last week when you weren't here, Tom. The teams who are now, Watford and Bournemouth have now been promoted.
Yeah, I mean, Bournemouth had today, wasn't it? Yesterday.
Well, so, it's still dependent on the last game, isn't it?
If Charlton win 19, they tweeted, how good is that? Yeah, it's a great tweet. Charlton Athletic said, look at Bournemouth celebrating like we're not going to win 19-0 at the weekend, which is quite funny from the Charlton PR team. But, yeah. But yeah, there's a few players there. Troy Deeney at Watford has scored 20 goals 3 seasons in a row. Callum Wilson at Bournemouth, Ritchie. Bournemouth are going to be one of those teams. If they're allowed to play at their home stadium, even though it's 12,000 capacity, they're going to be a team like when Swansea came up. They all get points at home.
Yeah. Where would they play if they can't play at their home?
I think it'd have to be St Mary's. It's the nearest eligible.
Really?
Yeah, because they've got
you'd hate that as a diehard supporter.
They've come up with something like the cop, like they were about to
7 years ago. They had to get donations with jars
they
outside
had a
the ground.
17-point deduction to stop them getting relegated into the conference, didn't they?
Non-league,
managed to stay up, and then have gone up.
And now they're
in 7 years, they're in the Premiership. Yeah.
But the this is what I was going to sort of roughly staying on it before we finish this. But guns the Gaffer Gambler, the you know you can bet on the sack race.
Yes,
I wonder when is the best time. Who's the Watford manager?
The Watford manager.
Can't remember his name.
Who is the Watford manager?
Greggy Wilson.
Tony Wilson. Either way, they've had four managers this year, haven't they? And now they've got, I can't remember his name. He's like a foreign manager who's coming in. And, but they've, cause they change their managers around all the time. And obviously next season, they're gonna be one of the favourites to lose their manager, aren't they? Wonder when's too early to bet on him as the winner of the sack race.
Slavisa Jokanovic.
Yeah.
Because
I think he's got to be. Even if they do well, they're probably going to change managers.
It's a good job. So as soon as the three teams in the playoff final's done, if the odds are available, we'll look at that and we'll tweet that.
Yeah, but the question is how early, because if it's the next manager to get sacked, some people are going to change around, aren't they? Because I'd bet on it now. Baxi Allardyce is probably going to go before then.
Maybe, for opening day then, I guess, is when you want to have a look at it. But yeah, it's a good point. It's the same as like... you know, on the off chance Leeds ever got, which they won't, their manager turnover's so huge.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You know, it's a good point looking at the sack race stuff, that. But I think there'll be a few Championship players, and the sad thing is for Bournemouth, you know, loads of those players, like I think Matt Ritchie, in answer to the Saundi, to Jack, is, I'm not convinced about Matt Ritchie, but he plays for Scotland, he's like vaguely Scottish, and I think he might be one of those players who's had a blinder of a season, but... sadly, some of those players are going to have to be replaced to stay in the league.
Yeah.
I think they've got every chance of staying up, Bournemouth, if they get to play at their home ground. But it'd be gutting. It's such bullshit rules. Like, your stadium's not good enough. Who says? Who cares?
Yeah. Only sell, 6,000 tickets to, you know.
It's just, well, and then they'll say, oh, but the extra security measures. Well, it's not Bournemouth's fault if other teams can't fucking behave themselves.
And they can afford it, can't they?
Well, yeah,
they are
improving. They're improving all their facilities and extending capacity, but it's whether it can be done in time. But if you stop Bournemouth playing at home, you cripple them. Like that's such a big thing for them. It's a really old stadium. There'll be teams like Man City won't like playing there. Mm. It'll be horrible.
That's
to
good.
Go
that's
and play.
What it's like. It'd be like watching fucking FA Cup football.
Yeah, exactly. It will
time.
Be, but against a team who can play football and play attacking
that's
football.
That's great.
So so hopefully, it's a good point, Jack. Jack Saunders. There'll be a few players in that team to pick up, and Matt Ritchie's one of them, Callum Wilson being another. So that's some of the tweets we've had this week. We've had lots more about game week 34. Lots of people asking questions. Craig, how do you get your hair so floppy? That's one of them. but it was mainly game week 34. No, from you. Thomas,
I
can ask you.
I want to find out. Mine's just fluffy.
I just need more volume.
Yeah.
Do tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. And email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Coatsy, get in touch with proof of ID, please.
Yeah.
And whoever you are, give us an email. If you've got any thoughts, any questions, any comments, give us a tweet or an email. But Gaffer Gambler, it's been... I've suddenly started to string some results together, actually.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
I know. It's been okay. Apart from the tip I did on Saturday, which was an outrageous £700 return on a £5 bet, was nowhere near, but I thought I liked it, so I tweeted it. But other than that... they've been going pretty well. As we speak now, I've got a bet on which I'm pretty sure isn't coming in as a patent of Liverpool.
Is it Getafe to win 6-0?
It's not good. Yeah, as we're recording, Barcelona are beating Getafe 6-0. So that's that's not on my coupon, but it's PSG minus one, Swindon and Liverpool in a £5 patent. That's 35 big ones right there. But Tom, tweeting some UFC bets. We did say Tom's a big UFC fan, and he doesn't really gamble. But I
usually switch off at this gaffer gamble a bit, but if we're talking about me, good. I will listen. Go on. I just heard my name. What did you say? Tom, football.
What's the fantasy football?
we said we'd tweet when Tom fancies a bit of a flutter on the MMA.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And, well, no, that's the thing. I had a couple of people tweet me. I don't bet myself. Like I say, we've spoke about it several times. I don't know what to do. Hmm. But I tell Craig my little tips. A few weeks ago, you won...
120-odd quid,
120
yeah.
quid. This week, I said, bet on three decisions.
Yeah.
Rampage decision, Bisping decision, and Johnson decision. Well, the Rampage decision came in, the Bisping decision came in, and it was a 5-round fight.
So 5 minutes.
Yeah. So, and at 24 minutes, 59 seconds, Johnson, who was winning the decision, he finished his opponent.
The guy
with
submitted.
1 second to go. It's the latest stoppage in UFC history.
Yeah.
And that was, you were 1 second away from winning what?
From 100 quid for 20 quid. To 1 for a £5 turn. I was fucking furious.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Vice, he'll get more than an arm bar off me if I see him. I'll tell you that.
Well, they would. Yeah. He'd get a very strong word.
He would get a sternly worded letter. But yeah, but Tom's now, I think Tom's, and the tips that we've actually tweeted you, I think you're 8 from 9 or 7 from 9.
Yeah, I got 3 out of 4 last week. Three out of three.
6,
yeah, so...
Well, it's yeah, 10, isn't it? It's 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
No, 8 out of 10, because the decision. 8 out of 10. But it's some good... It's some 8 out of 10 and a second away from 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
So we will keep them tweeted, actually, if you get any more UFC events.
I'll tweet them again. I don't think the next one's till, like, 10th of May or something.
Is that what it is?
You know, before we referenced Craig's The Gambling?
Yeah, Craig's Gambling.
I think a few people might have heard on last week's episode... He had a couple of cheeky little bets on.
Right, yeah. Sorry, I almost forgot.
And then when the podcast ended, my phone went completely spastic with people like joining the gaff tapes. Do you know that?
I don't think we're saying spastic anymore.
yeah, I mean, I was surprised that came out. I tried to gloss over it. Elastic.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Yeah, but you did an impression as a code word, which I thought was also out of line.
But my phone, every time you get someone following us on the gaffer tapes...
Mm-hmm.
It beeps. It went crazy.
Yeah.
And
a lot more politically correct.
Because Craig, who definitely hasn't got a gambling problem, what were you betting on?
Some under-20s football.
As you do. But who under-20s? Oh, so what, like the... oh, yeah, because it was the under-20s. It was the Youth Cup final. Was that it?
No, it was Hearts versus Hamilton Academicals under-20 played at the training pitch.
Correct.
But he's not betting on that.
But he does support Hearts, so that's fair enough. I mean, was this an accumulator? Was there anything else tied into it?
Yeah, there was Estonia under-18s. and Montenegro under-18s.
Montenegro?
Yeah, under-18s.
And then the coaches had a fight in the tunnel on the way back, and he's just stuck a few halfpennies on that as well.
Oh, shit. Although, do you remember I was telling you about where the guys had made up the fictional...
yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ah, well, Craig's obviously taken a leap and started doing it himself.
Right, well, basically what happened was I was turning on my laptop, and me and my friend were betting on how quick it would heat up and warm up and how quick you get Windows started. So I won a tenner before I even started. And basically I saw Hearts under-20s were playing, and I just saw the odds flash up that they were kind of 15-1 in a game, which in a two-horse race is ridiculous, no matter who's playing who, if they're from the same league. And I literally, it kicked off a minute in, and as soon as I could, I stuck two nearest games that I could see home favourites on with it, Estonia under-18, whatever. And if there was like 5 first team players from Hearts playing under 20, thinking about it, it's because I've been at Hearts when an under 20 game going on. It's like 30-40 people on the sidelines, the coaches with notepads and the managers talking and chatting to each other, opposition managers. It's ridiculously casual. But when you watch the betting sites, you see like Hearts attack. Who's there, like monitoring
doing
that?
The minute by minute?
Yeah, it's like honestly, it's kind of it's no wonder games get fixed if you can bet on under 20s on a training pitch.
Yeah.
But anyway, Hearts managed to win. They were 2-0 up, and it was £5 on, and it returned £275 for my £5. So whilst we were recording the podcast last week, Hamilton scored and it was 2-1. So I wasn't listening to a fucking word Ash and Mike were saying for a good 3 or 4 minutes as I was looking at my cash out option at 160, 150. And I was like, just hold on. And had to like silently celebrate when I won 275 quid. But I posted the betting slip and then a few of the kind of... a few of the betting sites kind of retweeted
that. They did, yeah. I know the Twitter.
But also, well, it shows that we can actually get it right. You with the UFC, me with children playing football.
Yeah.
And so if your kid's in a team, just let me know and I'll give me some odds.
I'll stick several £1,000.
Yeah, and I'll stick a few quid on little Jimmy getting a hat trick in the Aldershot under eight.
That's brilliant. So 275 quid?
Yeah.
So, and then if mine are coming as well, you're looking at
375 quid.
You know, you do the math.
Yeah. But spunked it.
The bloody math.
Yeah, brilliant. Bet it all.
That's great.
You know? Got rid of it all.
Yeah. On some, what was it? A helicopter race in Indonesia or something.
Yeah. I bet on Max Branning killing someone in EastEnders and it's just gone. Just gone. He hasn't killed anyone.
Damn.
Useless. God, but yeah. I'm sure one bookie actually once you could bet on which member of the royal family was going to die next, but they like stopped it. I'm sure that was like a publicity stunt. It's probably a Paddy Power thing. Yeah. They'd do that. But I have looked at some actual odds. I will tweet, obviously the bets that we've got going on. I told you the one we're doing tonight, but it's too late unless you've got a time machine.
Or you're listening on Periscope.
Or you're on Periscope. We're not Periscope right now. But we are going to Periscope. We're going to be Periscoping.
We did a little test Periscope, didn't we?
We did a test Periscope at Stimmer's Ad. If you don't know what Periscope is, it's live broadcasting through your Twitter. And we're going to be doing that kind of pre and post podcasts. A lot of peas in that. Gaffer Gambler. Talking about teams coming out, Watford and Bournemouth have been promoted now, all but academics of it. And you can already get odds on them, whether they're going to be relegated, whether they're going to stay up. So you can get 1.8 on Bournemouth to be relegated and 1.9 for Bournemouth to stay up. And it's 1.72 for Watford to be relegated and evens 2.0 for Watford to stay up, which...
Surely it's too early and they're not good enough odds to get involved in all that, is it?
Yeah, I don't know, unless you were to go on. But I always am tempted every season by betting on the three teams who came up staying up.
Because
everyone presumes they're going to go down and everyone always thinks they're going to get a doing.
See, I think that would be a better bet, wouldn't it?
Need to know the third team. Depends who it is. If it's Middlesbrough who come up, I think they might be all right if those three come up. And then another weird bet available on Paddy Power is odds on the first Premiership game to be played outside the UK, where it's going to be. Because they're kind of... And the fact that bet even exists indicates that that's going to happen eventually. Much like the NFL play at Wembley.
Yeah.
Premier League game taking place overseas somewhere. And it's 1.61 to take place in America. 9.0, another European. And then 26.
Why?
Africa. 2.62.
Well, because like they do the... Yeah, same as they do the NFL games.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who?
What do you mean? The whole of Asia would go mental for...
Oh, what? So they'd randomly just have Liverpool versus United in Indonesia or something?
Yeah.
Say Indonesia again. I've got that in my head. what the fuck is the point of that?
Yeah, well, they were talking about having the 39th game.
Which I hated.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
An extra game. Yeah.
Which is stupid, because you'd be gutted if your 39th game was against Chelsea and someone else's was against Burnley.
Yeah,
you'd be livid.
Or even if, plus your extra game, you go home and away every year. Like, people have been doing it for like... I know people have been home and away at West Ham for 45 years. Mm. And then they're like, oh, now we've got a random game.
It's one of the few times I get slightly, like, weirdly patriotic. Yeah, because I always just think, yeah, but the Americans do it. Yeah, but fuck them. I don't care if they do it. I don't want to play a Premiership game.
If you are listening in America, you know...
No, we do like NH Spurs.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
If you're listening, if you're still listening 45 weeks in for the fantasy football...
Yeah.
Your NFL tips.
someone's still with a notepad.
Still going,
when are they going to talk about the Baltimore Ravens?
I do not know who Kane is. I go absolutely everywhere. I can't find him. I just cannot find him.
Well, I didn't think one of the Kardashians would listen to the podcast.
But no, she does. She does.
There's probably one excited fan.
Leslie Kardashian.
Because the bloke who owns Fulham owns the... I don't know what they're like, Baltimore Jaguars or the Jaguar
Baltimore
Jetsons.
Ravens.
No, not the Ravens.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jaguar Jetson.
George Jetson. He owns George Jetson.
Yeah. He owns Fulham.
Jetson. Right.
So they think when the, when Tottenham build their new ground, they're going to build it with like a retractable pitch so they can play NFL games there. So one of the NFL teams could just move over here.
Well, they are talking about Jacksonville becoming the London Jaguars, but they'll train.
The London Jetsons,
coached by George Elroy. Coached by Elroy, he went off the wagon. He's back now.
That's what, which is what Wimbledon wanted to do, wasn't it? They wanted to move to Ireland. You know, before they moved to Milton Keynes.
Right.
They wanted to move to Ireland. Because imagine if you moved your thing to Ireland, you'd be the only team.
Right.
So really like a premiership team in Ireland, it'd be mental, wouldn't it?
I thought you meant just that, so you'd be the only team, there'd be another other team.
Oh yeah, you'd win it every year, like, welcome.
Hands down. Yeah. Chance again, off on holiday.
Yeah.
Just go back to England for
the country doesn't play football and win the league every year. But I don't see how it works here, because that's the whole idea of it, that you'd move into that market.
I just think there's a lot of, I don't know, whoever, any American listeners we do have a few, does home and away advantage mean a lot in NFL? I don't know. I think mainly in American sports, the travel affects it, because it's such
a long way. Yeah, yeah. If you're going from New York to LA, that's 8 hours.
I was watching some MLS, because Sky Sports show the MLS now, and every now and then, some of it's god awful, but some of it's quite decent. The commentator was saying, and obviously my gambling ears pricked up, that MLS has more late goals conceded. The away team suffer in the last 15 minutes more than any other because it's then fatigue starts kicking in and jet lag. They're doing 8-hour flights or whatever to get their thing. Mm. And also American sports schedules are insane. Like in basketball, they'll play 3 nights out of 4 sometimes.
Yeah.
The MLS schedule can get quite hectic of playing 2 or 3 games in 7 or 8 days. Like the Christmas period, in England, it happens quite a lot. The difference of English with football is home and away advantage is huge.
But yeah. I wonder, but if they created an extra fixture, so 39th, then it wouldn't apply, would it?
But it would apply who you play against.
Well, no, but assuming it was two clubs from England playing in America, doesn't make any difference, does it?
Yeah, it wouldn't matter.
They both got away because it's an extra fixture.
But would you mean the 39th game? Every team plays a 39th
game. Yeah, that's how it'd be.
Yeah, but then your opposition is the factor that's unfair.
Yeah, that's true. That's why they'd be drawn against,
The location's fine.
The location wouldn't make a difference, yeah.
It's not as if you could say, we'll make the 38th game neutral, because some teams, like a Bournemouth, would be like, well, no, fuck off, it was at home. We stand a really good chance at home. I don't know. It's another thing that favours the big teams that already have lots of money, and it feels unfair.
Yeah.
They would argue the money will help the little teams. I don't know. But I'm not really for it, to be honest with you.
What about
like the League Cup final abroad? No one gives a shit about that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But they already have all these fake cups over there. It's the Heineken Cup.
Rugby tour. That's a very prestigious rugby tour.
Okay. Yeah. But you know, like the
before you go slagging off the Emirates Cup,
that's a real trophy.
Yeah, it is. And we don't always win it every year. All right. I've been there when we haven't.
But that's what I mean. They'll have pre-season. They'll have like 4 teams.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So it'd be virtually the same. Because,
We've had a chat and we're against it. So
I forgot we were recording.
Got sidetracked. Anyway, in part 3, we're going to be looking through your game week 35, and we'll be tweeting the tips. Any more UFC events? Tom will be tweeting. Obviously, it's Mayweather-Pacquiao this weekend, so UFC won't be a big thing. And we'll tweet our thoughts on that and any other things you can gamble on ever. Including youth football. But tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, or email us info@thegaffertapes.com with any questions, comments or queries. And we'll be back in a second for part 3.
Hi, it's Mike, the current Neil versus Real world champion. Just wanted to give you a quick update on my life and how it's changed since that famous win. You know, actually the next day I got a pay rise at work, and I've also gained quite a large Japanese fan base. This has all come at a bit of a cost though, because Craig, I can't imagine what you're going through to lose in such a dramatic fashion at such an important game. It must be terrible, mate. If you need someone to talk to, if you need any advice or help, just reach out. You know, I'm here for you, and we all are. I hope you're feeling okay, and just send me a tweet or something. Let me know you're all right. I'm a bit worried you might do something stupid. Look after yourself, all right? Cheers.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Craig and Ash in segment 3.
Ahoy!
Yeah, we've done it. Good, solid. Parts 1 and 2, we got bloody carried away.
Yeah.
But yeah, so have a quick look at game week 35. I've been accused
of... What was that?
I've been accused of having no balls, so maybe I'll talk about what changes I'm going to make.
Yeah, but then you probably won't do them.
Yeah. But if you do, you'll be in an Irish accent.
Yeah. Ash, you don't get to participate in, not the podcast, you're more than welcome. in the, you don't tell us your team. You never post your team. It's only Tom.
Yeah, that is true, actually. I've never seen you post your team.
You said why, because I do it.
That's absolutely
That's not a reason.
That's very true. Well, yeah.
Like, if I post my, what is like, if Craig did, what is the point of me posting my team after 11:30 or whatever it is?
So people can see it.
If you did it at 11:25, you've got enough time to screen grab it, tweet it.
All right.
Just to show the balls. #balls. #balls.
Tweet your balls.
Tweet your balls.
Do it.
#tweet your balls.
Tweet a picture of your team drawn on your balls.
Done.
Or tweet a screen grab of your team, but with your balls covering the goalkeeper. Just to keep an element of surprise.
Yeah, I used to do that with my brother. I used to send him photos.
Of course you did.
We won't go there.
Cockle ball, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's a game of cockle ball. But yeah, tweet us your team, not your balls, just to clarify.
All your balls.
We'll have either. But yeah, game week 35 fixtures. I'll have a quick run through of them. A bit more of a traditional game week.
I haven't even looked forward to next game week, really.
You should always look forward
other
to it.
Other than the Leicester game, Leicester and Newcastle, because I was thinking about what am I going to do with all these fucking Leicester players that I've got. What am I going
to
do with them? Bloody hell.
No, but to be fair, the fixture worked out well. So if you've got yourself two or maybe even three Leicester players, you can wean them out because they should beat Newcastle
at home.
That's
what I'm thinking, at home.
So. Newcastle are an absolute train wreck of a team. I would be astonished if there's anyone with a Newcastle player in their squad.
Oh God, I can't even think of... It was mental as well, because during the season, some of the defenders were good picks.
I had Iosi up front because he was 4.8 million.
Yeah, like Jan Mat, fucking hell.
Jan Mat was a great scorer early on.
Jesus Christ.
They must want to leave, all of them.
All the whole lot. Carver wants to go. Yeah. They probably just want to burn the whole thing down. Start again. Yeah.
They just stick a Sports Direct closing down sale on the actual stadium and hope they'll go.
That was on last night, wasn't it?
Little documentary about Sports Direct. I'm sure all the players were watching it thinking, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah. Although someone was saying about, I think they really didn't give Pardew enough credit. I heard someone go through the list of players they sold.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's since he's been there. And it's, you know, it's people like Barr and stuff. But I mean, it's no worse than, say, the players West Ham have sold. In fact, it's nowhere near as bad as the players we've
sold. I'm guessing they were focusing on people like Kabay and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not, like...
But they're a selling club. Yeah. If you're out with the top three, two, you're a selling club.
But it's not like they've had... It's not like, you know, if you listed the players that Dortmund have sold or Atletico Madrid, that is some fucking players.
And but still maintained, yeah.
But, like, Kabay is, like, good, but I mean, he's not mental.
Yeah, but I just think there's... He is not mental.
He's not mental.
We can clarify that. But I just think clubs like that need to learn how to... You can't sit and moan about the players you sold being... Like, if you're a club like that and you sell a player for 20, 25 million, that's great, but you need to learn how to replace them. You can't just whinge about it. Swansea are an example. They just sold Bonny and they know they now have to work to replace him. None of their fans are going, oh, it's ridiculous, you sold Wilfred Bonny. No, of course you were. You're always going to sell your top talents if you're a club like that. But Newcastle, they've got that slight Spurs thing, I think, where they won't accept they're not that club anymore. Like, Alan Shearer stayed. Yeah, and he won nothing. Like, so yeah, players aren't going
to
stay there.
We used to have Philip Albert. Oh.
I mean, good old Philly Albert. Great moustache before moustaches were hipster.
Yeah.
Great lob against Man United in that 5-0 win.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's true.
That's one fixture done. Leicester Newcastle. That's that covered.
Only another nine to go. Woof, this and is... There is just nine, isn't there? It's just a straight game week. Just
normal.
Everyone playing once.
Normal. Yeah no, normal. No DGWs.
No.
Aston Villa at home to Everton, which I would say Everton wouldn't have looked good for that, but they just absolutely dipped Man United. Liverpool at home to QPR as we're podcasting. Is that a verb? Podcasting?
Yeah, I think
so. Can you podcast?
Podding.
iPod, you pod, he pods, we pod, they pod, you pod, that kind of stuff. Liverpool,
you say so.
Liverpool are losing Liverpool. To Hull 1-0, but you'd have thought...
Or were, weren't they,
You'd have thought at home to QPR they'd get a result. It's Sunderland, Southampton, see if Pella can continue his run. Swansea at home to Stoke. West Ham at home to Burnley. Are you confident of that one, Ash? No?
No. God, we have totally given up, haven't they?
Yeah.
Like, everybody. Burnley are still...
Not Adrian.
Adrian is like... him and the two fullbacks have been amazing this season.
Yeah, Cresswell's been great, hasn't
he? The I don't know if everybody remembers going back a few weeks ago, wasn't it? The outtake of us watching the West Ham game where Adrian took his gloves off and scored that penalty.
It's ages ago now, League Cup game.
But... I mean, so he's been a hero, but the rest of the team, they're all like fucked up.
They have given up, haven't they? Man United are at home to West Brom. Chelsea at home to Crystal Palace, which a few weeks ago would have been a trickier game than it is now. Spurs at home to Man City and Hull at home to Arsenal. Again, Hull seem to be having a great double game week. We all kind of scoffed at Hull players. They've currently won 2-0 against
them. They weren't even in the equation, were they? It was all Chelsea, 2-0
at Palace, and they're
Leicester
currently beating Liverpool 1-0.
Yeah.
I haven't seen who scored the goal, but did you even consider a Hull?
Well, we talked about it last week, didn't we? Who out of their players? They've all done so badly. We couldn't even find one.
Once you've stocked up on your Chelsea, Liverpool, and then tried to be clever using Leicester players.
The trolley's full, Tom.
The trolley's full. You go over, they go 10 items or less, you're fucked.
Yeah. 10 items or less, and I've already got a Wallace and a Schlupp. Yeah. Ain't no room for you, Huddleston.
But that's the thing, yeah. People are trying to be clever and using Leicester, whereas they should have been extra clever.
Yeah.
Uber clever.
Well, and it was Ndoye who scored both goals against Palace. Mm. Dame Ndoye, he's a Dame.
Yeah.
So Ndoye. And it's Dawson who scored tonight in the game against Liverpool, half time, 1-0. Didn't even consider it, but you might be surprised. If anyone kind of leapfrogs you out of nowhere this week, it'll be probably because they've got Hull players.
Or the fact that they joined last minute into the league.
Or they're a bunch of wankers. it's one or the other. They've got Hull players or they're wankers. Or both. As a Venn diagram, that middle section is quite large. Slotted a Venn diagram into the bloody podcast. Absolutely. I'm pretty happy with that.
Hashtag statistics.
I conjugated a verb and did a Venn diagram.
Ben Goran Eriksson.
Oh!
That's who you're like.
So ordinarily at this point we would play a game. We'd have Tom versus Ash because it's been going on all season. The feud for the loser, West Ham fan and Arsenal fan. The loser would have to wear a Spurs shirt.
Signed by Thierry Henry.
Yeah, and a photo of Giroud's hair.
Yeah.
And it was a Spurs shirt. It was close for a little while. There was peaks and troughs. It was close and it wasn't.
At one point, I pulled it right back.
Yeah,
at one point,
we were level.
I was.
And 6 weeks ago, we were level. 4-0.
It was 4-0.
Normally, when you're watching high quality broadcasts like Question of Sport or Celebrity Juice, they keep the quizzes close. But we're authentic, and it wasn't close. Tom got a doing.
They were close in the games.
They were.
Week.
Yeah, they Every were. Game it was never was a whitewash close. In the game. No, it was always close within the game. But Ash has won, and Tom has conceded.
10-4.
10-4. Roger that. I have lost.
From 656. Go ahead, Polly.
And so we are going to have Tom in a Spurs shirt. We're just deciding when and where we're going to do it.
In my house. Alone. With the curtains.
Closed.
I promise I'll
it's
wear it. And then I'll just.
It's
a photo shoot.
I think at the possible Gaffer Tapes FA Cup final.
Well, we were talking about meeting for a beer for the FA Cup final.
So we're thinking May 30th. We don't know. We're just going to say central London somewhere, but keep May 30th free. I will not be wearing the Spurs shirt on May the 30th when I'm watching Arsenal play in the FA Cup final. That's not happening.
But we could get tickets for the Cup final and then you could wear it. That'd be even better.
I'd be dead by the end. There would be no more Gaffer Tapes.
Think how much publicity there'd be.
Yeah, exactly. You have Gaffer Tapes on the back of it.
No, I
will wear the Spurs shirt and we will meet up May 30th somewhere in London to watch the FA Cup. All the Gaffer Tapes fans, get yourself over. Sabs from South Africa.
Yeah. I'd love it if Sabs turned up.
Imagine that.
Imagine the pressure to make him have a good. Do you want to go on the fruity mashup? We'll do the Deal or No Deal one. We'll wait till it's free.
It's fine.
Oh, I did notice somebody tweeted this. I can't remember who it was, but one of our Twitter followers is from Tottenham. Right. That's fairly good going.
What,
I would have thought. Tweeted in. It's one of our regular tweeters.
Yeah.
Is from Tottenham. Must be a Tottenham fan. That is quite dedication because of all the teams in the league.
I thought we were meant to find it amazing that someone as far afield as Tottenham was listening. But you mean the amount of shit we give them?
Not like, oh my God, forget South Africa. Yeah. Someone's from fucking Tottenham.
I know we've got people on a commute in Sydney and a guy in South Africa.
No, sorry,
yeah.
But yeah, we have got a Tottenham fans. We do give, well, I stick up for them. You two give them quite a lot of shit.
What do you stick up for them for?
I just try and play devil's advocate.
Yeah, fucking SNP over there.
I just think they're all right, Spurs. You know, they try really hard.
Yeah, bunch of shitters.
I will be wearing
Spurs the shirt
on that Cup Final Day. Yeah.
Yeah. What are we getting on the back?
Well, part of me's thinking, it'll be one of those things we just don't get around to doing. So I'm just not really going to mention it. We're going to get over it, and then next season, halfway through, we'll go, oh yeah, what happened about that? Because I'm fucking buying it.
Yeah, but it's going to be on the front of Tom Holmes' blog, comedy.com.
Comedy.com.
What? What name did we agree to have on the back of it?
Well, it was going to be Adam Bajor, but if we're paying by letter...
Oh, I think there should be a... Yeah. We should have a vote, like end of season.
That's expensive per letter. Let's just hope they sign Key.
I'll tell you what, we'll meet up May 30th, FA Cup final day, somewhere in London.
Tom will be the one in the Tottenham shirt.
I love the fact Tom keeps introducing like it's a wrestling promo. May 30th.
May 30th. Be there. I'm going to kick your damn ass.
That is the sound of a guy who did that in his teenage years in the mirror so many times. You promoed Stone Cold in that mirror so many times. But we are going to get together for the cup final, hopefully, and have a few drinks, gaffer tapes. So, Sabs, don't feel the pressure. But anyone else who's a bit closer,
come along.
Rams, Dog.
We'll be tweeting. Anyone who listens to the pod, one of the thousands of people that listen to the pod. And if not, they'll just be three lonely chaps.
Tom. In his Tottenham
shirt. We won't be talking to each other because I'll be wearing the Tottenham shirt.
Tom in his Tottenham shirt doing the ice bucket challenge on the middle of Wembley pitch.
We'll be the three guys on the huge table telling people why they can't sit at our reserved area. Yeah. Even though there's no one in
because
it.
Because my friends are coming down. Because my friend Stimdog's coming down, actually, and he's really fun. So
We've got it reserved the whole night, so you can't have
it.
Gaffer tapes?
Gaffer tapes, yeah, exactly. We'll be scribbling that out on the reserved sign so no one knows who we are. And we should also address... last week's quiz, Ash.
It was fucking brilliant.
Right, so
I know what we have to address. Because, as you'd have heard earlier in the show, the feedback was brilliant for Neil versus Real.
It was.
And nothing bad will be said about it. But what will be said is your fucking dreadful performance, your petulant capitulation at the end, and what are you going to change your Twitter badge to after losing?
A Hibs badge, apparently, wasn't it?
Wow.
Have you done it? I still haven't listened to it. I bet it was so bad that I really haven't done it. I've listened to the rest of the podcast.
Well, look, because a lot of our listeners got it. They understood that it was a metaphor for the UEFA Cup. Like how it's really disorganised. You don't know who's in it, who's out.
Oh, okay. So it's actually quite clever.
Yeah,
okay.
It was quite clever. But fucking Craigie Boy didn't understand. And
he
lost the simplest game and then blamed it on not knowing the rules. But Mike... who got all the answers right, seemed to have figured it out. And, yeah.
Yeah, but someone tweeted us a photo of one of the teams that you mentioned in the other tournament that you got it wrong. Yeah, you have five fucking questions.
You got five
You got 20% of them wrong.
I'm going to have to listen to this. I'm going to listen to this on my way home.
Don't listen to it.
Brilliant.
Don't listen
to it. The best bit of podding we've done.
Really?
No. Yeah.
Well, apart from you weren't there.
I was going to say,
in fact, if you'd been there instead of Craig, it would have been a lot better.
It was...
Because you wouldn't have moaned, and you would have... When you'd lost... You'd have taken it like a man.
It was some of the worst broadcasting ever done.
He complained more about that than you have about appearing at Wembley in a Tottenham shirt.
It was. It was like the fast.
Something about Wembley.
It was the Fast and Furious of podcasts. It was awful. It was horrendous. No one died.
Yeah.
But it was really bad. It was just. It was shit. It was, and we had a lot of people telling us it was awful.
Well,
there was a guy. There was a friend of mine. A friend of mine called Alan.
A friend of his called Alan. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
A friend of mine called Alan has been telling his mate at work, "Oh, you need to listen to the gaffer tapes. You need to listen to the gaffer tapes." Oh, okay. Well, and finally, he had to give him a lift somewhere, and he said, well, "I'll put it on. I'll put this week's on and listen to it." He listened to it, got to the third part, and my mate Alan was apologising to his friend for the, like, it's not normally like
well
this.
If you're going to show someone it as like a bit of a showcase to try and impress them, don't do an episode without T-Dog on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, you to go to the doo-wop episode.
You know,
go to that was the best one,
the doo, as if you've got it listed somewhere.
The doo-wop episode,
do you remember the one
yeah.
where I doo-wop like the people in Rocky and the can on, the garbage can on fire? It was good times.
Yeah,
good
it was, times yeah.
Now go back, listen to them all. We say it every now and then, we mean it.
But we are, and I know we're going to go in a set, but I did just want to say about, you know, the fact that the season is nearly over. We haven't got many podcasts left, and it has been a bloody great, experience, guys, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and if you do want to come and talk about the podcast, we are on the 30th of May.
Jesus Christ. You're like,
I really
you're
want like everyone Lucas, to see that.
You're like, Lucas, you've already given up on the quiz, the series, right? It's over. I know we've got five more episodes to go, and the league, this league's all to play for.
Halfway through that speech, I thought, it's Tom Hill?
I've had such a great time, but
if you want to email us for any details of where we might be meeting on the 30th, then email us info@thegaffertapes.com or tweet us.
I'll set a date within the week. I'm really excited about it.
Tom's going to reserve that area.
Yeah.
Tweet us @thegaffertapes, like I say, or email us. We'll be periscoping for some of the podcasts. We're going to work out how to use that.
Can work out what the fuck that
periscope
is.
The shit out of us. And show us your game week 35 teams, all the usual. Show us your betting slips. Show us your balls.
Show us your balls, please.
And tweet us @thegaffertapes. I reckon I can do it. You can tweet us individually as well @the_Tom_Holmes.
Yeah.
Or @Gremzilla.
Yep.
Or @
can't remember.
Craig Hazel, yeah, I can't remember. Unbelievable. Mine's just my name. But most importantly, tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. But yeah, tweet us all your teams. I've been in touch loads over the last few weeks, making it trickier to call out tweets on my tweets. So
yeah,
more of the same, please.
Oh, actually, yeah, if anybody else wants to send us any voice clips, but saying how much they fucking love the Gaffer Tapes, yeah, especially Neil Mesrael, we'll play him at the end of the
season.
Listen,
no matter how many different accents you do, telling yourself that quiz was good, it was an absolute train wreck.
It was brilliant. But at the end of the season, we might play some of them.
Yeah, these voice clips, I'm interested to hear what these are.
Yeah.
Abuse, probably.
But Neil or real. But yeah, that's pretty much all we've got time for the Game Week 34, Game Week 35 podcast. We will, of course, be back next week. But for now, that's all we've got time for. So thank you and goodbye.
Any fantasy football picks?
It's just Stimmers. It's just Stimmers in the group now.
That's all we need.
Just Stimmers as part of the podcast.
The fourth horseman.
But we'll try this again. We're about to live broadcast. No, we're not. We're about to record. Is this HQ? No, Stimmers. Stimmers is a sound guy. No, this is our temporary HQ.
Yeah.
Ash, as you can see, there's boxes.
There's moving going on.
Yeah, studio's being refitted as we speak.
So it's not HQ, Stimmers. Although, Stimmers, we're going to talk about it in the podcast in a bit, but
yeah,
we're bloody going to meet for a beer for the FA Cup final, Stimmers.
Yeah, May 30th, be around the London area, that's what we're going to say.
Pascal Stimbond, get yourself down to the FA Cup
Stim
final.
Stim Kardashian, get yourself down Central.
Yeah.
Just be Central.
But I've always wanted to do Stim Fandango, but I never knew if people would know what that was.
No.
Grim Fandango, it's like a cool game on the PC. It's like all Grim. The
best
RPG
Stim. You can.
The Brother Stim, that would have worked. Let's not give him away. We've done Stimp Biscuit a few times, haven't
we? Rim Job, I always want to do Stim Job, but I don't know if it will come across. Maybe we'll try it.
I think the cross between puns and dreams is where they've met.
I'll be honest, dreams. I thought we'd get more people than just Stim.
Well, it's early days.
We should do it through our Twitter account rather than mine, although I've got more followers.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
But I don't know how Periscope works, but I think Stimmers is on it every night just waiting for the
day.
He was there quick.
You just know he's there, but we can't see him, so he could be doing anything.
No.
He just said, going to have to work up some puns for your names. Craig is tricky.
I'll just use the first letter.
There's a tip.
C.
Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit. Sea Snake. Sea Captain.
Vague and Hague, so like William Hague.
Ah, William Craig.
Is the only one, really.
William Craig.
Yeah.